Welcome to Bathtub Diaries with me, Karina Jadhav. I'm back. It's been such a busy 2 weeks. I can't even, it's a blur. Somebody said to me on Monday, I got a message saying, well, it's Monday today. And honestly, that confused the hell out of me because I was like, pardon, it's not Monday. And the other person started laughing because he was trying to say something serious. And I was just literally in shock about the fact it was Monday and it confused me. When you have the bank holiday weekend and the half term and everything and it all rolls into one, it just becomes like every day is the same, especially at the restaurant where it's like just one, like every day is like quite high intensity, especially this time of year. So yesterday we had a wedding and it was like a proper wedding. It wasn't a small wedding. It was like 200 people that came. So it was a huge wedding. And it was amazing, but I don't know why, but I felt like I needed to re-clean everything in the restaurant before the wedding. I don't know why, the restaurant was clean. The cleaners had been in, everyone had done the clothes down, it was fine. I just had this urge to go over everything again. It's almost the same as when a new baby arrives. You just want to clean everything. And I just thought this is such a special occasion. So I did my usual bringing in my own cleaning caddy and just going over like all the tabletops and the bathrooms. I don't know. Maybe this is also a problem that I have, an issue that I have in my own self. But anyway, so yesterday when I came in after I did think I cleaned and like rearranged some things and tidied all the desks and everything. And then I came back in the evening to work, but I was also supposed to be kind of a guest. I was supposed to be a guest, but also if I'm at work and there's a wedding on and I just want everything to be perfect for them, I'm not going to relax. So I got back and I was like, this is amazing. I think sometimes you get so used to seeing the restaurant. We all get so used to it that we forget when you see it set up slightly differently and people are using it in a slightly different way. You forget how magical it is. It's absolutely magical. Candles everywhere, and they'd got all like the gorgeous flowers. And it was just all the small touches. They did their first dance in our bar hideaway, which we cleared, and it's just a big square with everyone stood around with sparklers and the bathtubs there in the background. And it just was very, very special. It felt very special. And so it was nice to see it like that. So they did a wedding breakfast, and then they had singing waiters, which looked so much fun. And then they had, everybody was like up swinging the napkins and dancing. And then it was like the night party and time for canapes and drinks and sparklers and shots, and then the nighttime entertainment came out, and it was really, really fun. And the guest list was it was a great guest list as well. So yeah, I'm not going to give away who was there, but I was surprised to see them in Manchester, given that they live so far away and very A-list. And their driver was trying to get into the development to pick them up, but like late at night, and I was letting somebody in because we were bringing some late night food in for everyone. And he's like, "Can I come through?" I was like, "Honestly, I'm really sorry. You'll get a ticket if you come through because you've only got 15 minutes waiting time." And he was like, "Really? Will I get a ticket here?" I was like, "Yeah, you're still on this estate, this development's property, and they ticket everybody and you can't get on. It's like just a pain in the neck." So this poor guy, I think he realized he got this ticket anyway. I don't know if he moved his car or not, but I ran in and said to them, "Guys, your driver's waiting outside for you." And they, one of them was doing like an interview for the wedding videographer. Anyway, it was, I'm sure it was fine. And we were bringing in, dun, dun, dun. This is a bit of a shocker, because they'd had a lot of food and they'd had our sliders and a three-course meal. The main guests had a three-course meal, and there was a lot of food had gone out, and I'd actually been serving the food, passing the trays. Yeah, so they did a McDonald's drop at like 11 o'clock. It went down a treat, because you know when you've been drinking and partying and it gets that time of night and everybody's like kind of ready to take the shoes off. It was then, and we set it all out really beautifully, which sounds crazy. I know it's McDonald's, but it looked cool. It looked really cool, and we were desperate to eat it. It did smell really good. I don't condone McDonald's. I do condone McDonald's. Actually, that reminds me. So last weekend we were getting content with the girls, and so like our show team, who are amazing. They are like beautiful, graceful, super talented, super duper talented. And they've been really great. So we've been doing loads of TikToks and Insta. So if you go on social media, you'll see. And we did like a huge steak with like a platter of Parmesan truffle fries and a salad. And then Jade, because everybody will know who Jade is if they look on Instagram anyway. So Jade was doing the reel and it was from White Chick. So it's one where like perhaps a salad for the lady. And then she goes, perhaps not, and like shoves loads of food in her face. So she was shoveling food in her face and she's got these gorgeous long nails and she's funny. She is funny. And I was laughing. I literally could barely film because I was shaking with laughter. And I said, so then the other two girls sat in with her and they were all eating for like eating really messily and like silly and like, you know, handful of fries shoved in the mouth, steak shoved in the mouth. It was, by the way, I had that steak the night before. It was so good. I really don't eat that much red meat, but it was delicious. Anyway, side note. And they're like, so is this okay? I said, yeah, it's great. But do you reckon that the over-the-head shot, we could use knives and forks? And they were all like mortified. I was like, no, honestly, don't be mortified, because if you could see me at home and how I eat, I, especially when I'm tired, I am doing what you're doing, and not even just for a joke, I'm just doing it. And I'm literally like, Ben, don't look at me. Don't look at me when I'm eating like this. Cause like, I just want to eat quickly because I just want to go to bed. Cause it's usually like 10:30 something when this is going on. Cause I've like come in from work or whatever. So, but they were like, we are mortified. I said, don't worry, I thought it's so good for social media. The content's great. But yeah, you have to look at it. It's really funny. And there's loads more to go. So I'm going to like be putting some of that out over the next, like a couple of weeks, but it's just funny when the fact that I said, can we use a knife and fork, and they were mortified. I was like, I'm not Miss Manners, like, please don't think that. And I think everyone's perception of me is so wrong. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I am just not, I think, I don't know if people have this opinion, like, I'm like Mrs. Trunchbull or like a goody two shoes or whatever it is, or like Miss Etiquette, because I'm just so not. And that's one of the reasons that I never enjoyed fine dining, and it was never for me. And back in the days before I really got into vibrant dining, and I'd have to go to these restaurants and sit still, it was just hell. I think dining should be social and it should be relaxed and you should enjoy it. And it, you know, sometimes, like, yeah, you want to just shove a load of chips in your mouth with your hand. And not just that, just the fact that, like, in my day-to-day life, I am down to earth. I am a chilled human being. Nothing really phases me. And it can't be, you've got two small boys who destroy a house and your car and anything that they can get their hands on, you know, a DSLR camera. They're like, oh, this is nice. Oh, please don't ruin the lens. Like, please don't touch the lens. Got to hide everything. Everything's now on high shelves. Found the 3-year-old, carried one of his little small chairs over to the kitchen cupboard so he could get on the top shelf. Oh, so nothing's safe. Anyway, and then that kind of makes you just realize that life is too short to stress and sweat the small stuff. There's no point. Anyway, so we've got loads of content and I'm finding it quite funny. And off the back of people thinking I'm really uptight, what I've noticed is a few of the team that work in the restaurant just started to realize, like, I'm actually not a monster, and started to kind of, and I've really enjoyed these conversations, because the thing is, a restaurant is like school. It's like being at school, and everybody, there's always gossip going around, and there's always funny things being said, and stuff happening that only a few people know about, or everyone apart from me knows about. So I want to know. I want to know what's going on. Anyway, so on a Friday night, so it was last Friday, one of the guys came over and he started talking to me. He's like, have you had a good week? Your week looked really busy. I don't know how you do it. And we got talking, and he's saying, yeah, I'm one of three boys. And, you know, my mum, like, how she, the discipline she dished out, and how she was more chilled because her mum was like a real disciplinarian. We were having a great convo. And actually, I felt a bit anxious that evening sometimes, like, nothing to do with anything. I just feel anxious. And so when I came in and I just had that quite grounding conversation straight off coming into the restaurant, it actually calmed me down and just made me feel a bit more settled. And so we had that convo. Anyway, apparently one of the other managers was fuming, because he's like, he needed to be on the pass. It was the busiest time. It was the busiest part of the shift. And he was talking to you. And so I couldn't come and get him because I felt it was rude. But he shouldn't have been talking to you. So my bad. I got somebody in trouble. I didn't even, to be honest, I just walked through. So I didn't know what was going on or what was going through the pass, which I probably should have done. But yeah. And then another person this week basically saw a screenshot from somebody else's phone with his name on it. And he was called Jewel, like Jewel, Jewel. He's like, why am I called Jewel on your phone? And the person said, because you're basically a lesbian. He's like, okay, why? Why is that? And he got these messages, and I was crying with laughter. The messages said, because of your hair and your tassely shoes, you're giving lesbian vibes. Just get over it. It is what it is, and it's not going to change. Which really, I really enjoyed that, because sometimes it's just really nice to give grief to the people that are managing you. Not that this person manages me, but I kind of, but they're like on a level with me anyway. So it was just funny. It was really funny. I was like, I've got to call you Jewel from now on, like forevermore. And I love like getting photos of people and they're doing things they shouldn't be doing, or they just look completely crazy at work. So our pot washer was carrying the glass washer, sorry, our bar back is the best name, was taking the bins through to the bin store last night with a rose in his mouth. And I was like, you know what? You're doing a really grafty job, but you're doing it with charm. And that's what menagerie is about. And I love that from you. So absolute hats off to him. Anyway, we've got another really busy weekend ahead, loads of drinkers. I think we've got the rugby players in, so I'm sure there'll be some funny stories from that because every time they come in, it's hilarious and it's really funny. And years and years and years ago, I got pinned down onto a chair and got like had like all of them dancing. So that was fun. And I'm sure they'll be doing more like that, but definitely not to me because I'm old now. But yeah, so we'll see. Have a great weekend, and I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks when I'm back from my holidays, and hope the restaurant stays in one piece while I'm away. Take care.